Good to talk. This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Pesei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Tonight's shiur is on Maseches Brachos Daf Tesvav. It's being learned the Eli Nishmas Avram Shaul Ben Shalom Salman and the Shomer Shtav and Aliyah. And the topic is the getting ready for davening, the checklist. So we're going to be learning about our checklist to get ready for davening. And the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Dalam Abayz, leading into the top of Tesvav, Amud Aleph, brings down two statements of Rav Yochanan regarding the preparations that one must do to ensure that his davening is effective for him. We're going to be analyzing the first statement primarily during the shir, and here's what the statement reads. V'yomer Rav Yochanan says, Harotze she'ikabel alav ol malchus shamayim shalema. One should completely, wants to completely accept upon himself the yoke of shamayim, to completely feel subject to Hashem's rule. What do you have to do? Step number one, yipana, go to the bathroom. Step two, yitol yadav, you wash your hands. Step three, yaniach tefillin, put on your tefillin. Step four, yikra kriya shema, you say shema. Step five, yispalel, and yidavin. Vizoi malchus shalemaim shalema, this is the complete way to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. So before we start going into, so we're going through the list, we're going to analyze how each of these works. Let's first start with the last three, we'll work our way backwards. So here are the last three items again. Davening, wearing, reciting Shema, and wearing tefillin. Now what about tefillin? We understand that davening has to do with Olam HaChus Shemayim because you're davening to Hashem. You're acknowledging Hashem as the King. Melech Ozer, Moshe Magen. Kriya Shema, obviously, you're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What about tefillin? What does tefillin have to do with Ol Malchus Shemayim? So the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following regarding tefillin. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say the following. Bipnei, shebet tefillin sheberosh adam, that with the tefillin sheberosh that a person wears, mishabi lebore yisbarach hanishamaj hehiba moach. You're subjugating the soul, the neshama that you have, which is located in your head area, after the wall. What does the Pasuk tell us in Parshas Bereishis? The Pasuk tell us, Vayipach bi'apav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into Adam HaRishon's nostrils, Nishmas Ruach Chaim. So your Neshama is up in your head somewhere, wherever that is. So the Tefillin Shel Rosh are telling you that, you know what, my Neshama is up here, and I'm going to be Mishabed, my, subjugate my Neshama towards Hashem. What about Tefillin Shel Bizroah? What about the Tefillin on your arm? So in that we say, Adam Mishabed Gufo. There a person subjugates his body. And for this reason, Sivu, they commanded, the Torah commanded, Lahasim osam keneged halev, facing the heart. Why? Because, you know, we wear tefillin shoyad on our arms, but it's turning a little bit towards the heart. If you put your arm down against your legs, the tefillin will be right up, same level as your heart, facing inward. And why is this? She'ikar hatavos u'machshavos, that because the heart is the source of all your desires and thoughts, and through this, you'll remember Hashem, v'yamit hana osav, and you'll lessen the worldly pleasures that you have in this world. So again, tefillin, your subject, your neshama, and your machshavos, and your tavos to Hashem, by doing that, that makes also a tool for a Kabbalah Samocha Shemayim. Now, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah happened to also mention that mezuzah is a way to be mishamed mamonot with Hashem, that, you know, it's a way to go ahead and subjugate your money and your possessions to Hashem. And really, it should be part of the equation as well. However, the reason why it's not mentioned here is that the mitzvah of mezuzah is not done now every morning by davening, but as a constant reminder. We're just mentioning things over here that need to be done, and add at this point to accomplish the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim at this point. So while mezuzah should be on the list, it's not on the list because it's always there. We're talking about things that we do actively at a certain point. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah would conclude by reading the following. Ukshekori kriya shema umispalel. When a person says shema and davens, v'shar shemishabilo nishmaso v'gufo. At the time that you're subjugating to Hashem, or to Him, your soul and His body, zoi malchus shemaim shlema. This is the complete malchus shemaim. Now when we do amar mispalel, from the fact that it says that Yadavin, Mash B'Shigam B'Tfilat Tzarech She'Yispalel, U'Tfilin Barosho, it tells us that when Yadavin, you're supposed to wear Tfilin also. And this, of course, is the basis for our practice. You know, really, the mitzvah of Tfilin is supposed to be done all day. However, Chachamim tell us that because we're not able to have a guf naki, proper body, and machshavos nikim, and proper thoughts all day, so that's why we only wear tefillin at a certain point. So we choose davening. But if you look at davening intrinsically, there's nothing intrinsic about davening, intrinsic within davening that has to do with tefillin. But the truth of the matter is, it really does. Because again, as we're saying that what is the essence of tefillin? Essence of tefillin is you're subjugating your neshama and your lave to Hashem. But when you're davening, you're taking that idea and you're using that idea. When you can internalize that idea, then when you speak before Hashem, you're really accepting Hashem as a king and you're acknowledging Hashem as the source of your power. And that's why we can come to Hashem and ask for things. That's why I come to Hashem and thank Him for things. So really, the essence of tefillah really does embody those lessons of Om Malchus Shamayim. So, we could definitely understand the last three. The last three involve spiritual preparation that only a human being can do. And amongst human beings, only Am Yisrael can really reach that elevated level of connection to Hashem before reciting Shema and Davening. The X factor, though, is the first part of the statement, which is, Rabbi Yochanan says, HaRotze Sheikabel of Om Malchus Shamayim Shalema Yipaneh V'yitol Yadav. And as the simple question is asked is, how do these acts of just going to the bathroom and washing your hands, seemingly so mundane, are essential parts to Kabbalah Som Malchus Shamayim? Let's look at the first one as far as going to the bathroom. Now, the truth is one could ask. Every living organism goes to the bathroom, so how is this part of Om Malchus Shamayim? Truth is, we're a little jaded when it comes to going to the bathroom. We live in a society which has glorified itself on marketing and promoting bathroom humor. Jokes that 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds laugh at. Stand-up comedians also laugh at the same jokes, and they make people laugh at the same jokes too. There are certain toys and certain things that are products that have been sold for years, usually aimed at substitute teachers, that also show this idea, this stress on bathroom humor. However, we as Jews realize that going to the bathroom is not a simple thing. How do we know this? Each time we use the bathroom, we recite the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Going to the bathroom is an act that's mechayiv, or obligates us to say a bracha. And what does the bracha of Asher Yatzar tell us? In Asher Yatzar, we thank Hashem for the body's natural ability for removing harmful waste, as well as keeping our systems functioning properly. Meaning to say, those that need to be closed, such as our hearts, remain closed. And we say, Shevi Paseich Echad Mehem. The person has a hole in his heart, because of Shalom, they can't function. And those that need to be opened, such as the canals in which waste pass through, are not obstructed and remain open. So you see that going to the bathroom is an idea where you also focus on Hashem, if you look at it properly. The Ben Yoyada takes it one step further. Now, while the Ben Yoyada is going to be discussing hand washing as well, I'm deliberately leaving out the hand washing as we're going to be discussing it further depth soon. But listen to what the Ben Yoyada writes on the Gemara. The Ben Yehuda writes, Ki b'shnei ha-ma'asim ha'ilu, with these two actions, shall yipane, of going to the bathroom, shadocha psolos l'chutz, that removes all the waste outside. V'gam notel yadav, and also washing his hands, la'vir menu ruach ra'av, for taking away the bad spirits on a person's hands. Az mida keneged mida, measure for measure, docha hu es hachitzonim min ha-kedusha, you're pushing away the outer forces which block holiness. And when you remove all the forces that are bad, there the holiness will be elevated. And there'll be a complete acceptance of Hashem. What's the Ben Yoyada saying? Saying the following. By removing the waste and the things that are bad from your body before davening, you're showing that removing these things enables you to have your clean body. The best way, a clean body, is the best way to have a clean soul. And when one makes his preparation to his body first, and then prepares his thoughts through his tefillin, he's able to accept the magnitude of Kabbalah Som Malchus Shamayim. Now, when Ben Yoyada doesn't use these terms, to me it sounds like the concept that David Melech writes, Sur Mira V'Asei Tov. Remove the bad, remove the waste, remove the psolus, both in a physical sense and in a spiritual sense, and then do good by accepting Om Malchus Shamayim. By doing this, really, this act of relieving oneself is not only something that prepares our body physically, but it's also preparing our souls. It's almost like the idea that Sefer Chinuch writes many places Acharei pa'ulos nimshachim halavavos. Our actions influence our thoughts. So we've now understood how going to the bathroom is also an important step in Kabbalah Somachus Shamayim. What about washing hands? So the first thing that the Ben Yoyada mentioned before was that there is an idea of Ruach Ra'a. And this happens to be something that is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch also. The Mechaber writes, Sarich Lito Yodav L'tfila. I'm sorry, I was quoting the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber says this. It says, Yedakdik La'arus Aleihem Mayim Gimel Pa'amin. A person should be very careful to pour water on his hands three times. Mishnah Berurah actually adds four. Lehavir Ruach Ra Sheshor Aleihem. To remove the Ruach Ra. Lo yiga b'yado kodem netila lepeh, v'lo lechotem, v'lo losnaim, v'lo leinaim. Also, before a person does netilas yadayim, shouldn't touch his mouth, his nose, his ears, his eyes, any openings in the body. Because there's a negative spiritual consequences to sleep. As the Gemara says that sleep is 1/60th of a misa. Washing the way that we do and not touching the openings of our bodies are a consequence of this reality. By washing our hands in the way that we do, we are removing this negative spiritual element that comes into our body when we sleep. So that's why, one reason why we wash our hands. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Dalet, Tzarech Litol Yadav L'Tefila Gam Mishum Ruach Ra Sha'ayadayim. Yes, this is an important reason why you have to wash your hands. Achecha Danatilahu Mishum Ruach Ra Levad. But had this been the only reason to wash your hands, Lo Yu Misaknim Alze Bracha, we would not have set up a bracha to make. Because the idea of making a bracha is made on something positive, something that you do. Simply taking away a negative, that's not what you make a bracha for. We don't make brachas on mitzvahs los asays. We only make brachas on mitzvahs asays. So therefore, there has to be a different reason why we make a bracha on this washing hands. Because again, when we're talking about washing your hands, we're talking about the netilas yadayim or the negovash that we do in the morning. And while the Ben Yoyada mentions ruach ra, the Shulchan Aruch brings out implications. That's why you have to use a cup. But that's why you can't touch your body before, touch your openings before. Nonetheless, that's not compelling enough to require a bracha. What is it about it that requires a bracha? So I want to bring down two answers in Rishonim. And the two answers are brought down by the Rosh and by the Rashba. The Rosh is brought down in Perek Tes Siman Chaf Gimel, and the Rosh writes, Kimashi Yadi, when a person washes his hands in the morning, the Tilas Yadayim, Omer, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kitshanam Tzosav, Tzivanu, Ano Tilas Yadayim. And why? Lefi Sheyodav Shel Adam Askani Yosheim. A person's hands are busy. They move all over the place. It's impossible that throughout the night, you're never going to come and touch something dirty. Therefore, Tiknu Bracha Kodam Sheikra Kriya Shema. Therefore, we set up this bracha before Kriya Shema, which we make, of course, early in the morning. Because again, when a person sleeps, he has no idea what his hands are doing. And it is conceivable that his hands will touch a part of the body that's dirty, making your hands dirty. It's for this reason that Netilas Yadayim was instituted, to ensure that he is clean and ready to serve Hashem. And this fits in with what we were saying before, the idea again, a clean body leads to a clean soul. So the Rosh is very, very practical. The reason why you do Netilas Yadayim is so you have clean hands. The Rashba, though, has a totally different approach. His words found in the Chuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, are brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Dalet Sif Katan Aleph, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashba as saying. The Rashba Kasav, Lefisha B'Shachar, that in the morning, Acharei Hashena, after one sleeps, Anu Nasim Kibirya Chadasha, we're like a brand new creation. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Chadashim Lav Karim, Rabba Munasecha, the Pasuk Anecha tells us, new in the morning, your faith is great. So because of this, Tzrichim Anu Lehodos Lo Yisparach, you have to thank Hashem, the Blessed One, Shebronu lechvodo, that he created us for it, honoring him, lesharso, to serve him, ulevarech shemo, to bless his name. And this is why we set up all these brachos in the morning. Lachem gam davar hazet tiknu b'shachar. Why? And here's the key. Lehiskadish b'kdushasol, v'li to yodenu min akli, Kikoin Shemekadesh Yodov Minakir Kodem Avodoso. It's just like the Kohen who used to wash his hands from the Kior in the Beis HaMikdash before he served Hashem. So too, when we get up in the morning, we are doing the same thing. Because every night when we go to sleep, our neshama goes up to Shemayim. And we're judged whether we merit a new day to continue living and serving Hashem or not. Chas v'shalom. When we are granted that new day, we are viewed as a Biri Chadash, literally a new creation. Albeit with almost the same challenges of shortcomings of the day. You don't go to sleep and all of a sudden wake up to see that COVID's disappeared. Levi, that would be true, but we know that's not. But rather, we view each day as an opportunity to serve Hashem as new, bringing ourselves closer to Hashem and making Kiddush Hashem. The opportunity to serve Hashem each day is not one to be taken lightly. And that's why the Rashba compares our service of Hashem each day to the service that a Kohen used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know the Torah tells us, Bivawam al Ol Moed Yerchatzu Mayim V'lo Yamusu, Ovik Yishtal al Mizbech L'Shareis L'Aktir Isha L'Hashem, that a Kohen is required to wash his hands and feet before entering the Beis HaMikdash to serve Hashem. So therefore, we must also wash our hands. I didn't say feet. We'll get back to that for the same reason. Two beautiful ideas, albeit very different in viewing the process as and Mechayiv for washing our hands in the morning and making the bracha. Now, what is the machlokas over here? So it's possible that one could suggest, this is what I thought is a suggestion between the Rosh and the Rashba, is that, you know, clearly you have to have a positive aspect to make a bracha. But what creates the chiyuv for the bracha? Is it something physically tangible and observable, like washing hands? Or is it the mindset and doing something which leads us to a certain mindset of being a Kohen Gadol, or being a Kohen working in the Beis HaMikdash? The Rosh is going to say that we need, in order to go ahead and make a bracha, you have to have something which is objectively observable. Dirty hands get cleaned. That's why we make the bracha. According to the Rashba, you just need not the observable action, but you need the positive aspect. And by having this positive aspect of serving Hashem, and this way to reenact the avoda of a Kohen Gadol, you can make a bracha on this reenactment of this avoda because it is doing something tangible too. So again, physical washing your hands, cleaning your hands, that's how they're looking at something tangible, or is reenacting an avoda enough and setting up a mindset tangible enough? That's what the nekudas ha-machlokas between the two might be. But l'maisa, good ideas and beautiful ideas and thoughts set aside, we're dealing with Ntilas Yadayim, that's a mitzvah. And it has a bracha with halachos. And the reason for this mitzvah has ramifications as to the different halachos as well. The ramifications in terms of what the reason is are called nafkaminas. And I'd like to discuss three small nafkaminas in terms of what the reason is. Is it because of cleanliness like the Rosh? Or is it because of Biri Chadash serving like a Kohen Gadol like the Rashba? The first reason, the first nafkamina, is brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, who says, Yidaktik laro salem gimayim gimel pa'amim lahavir ruach rosh ashor aleim. It says that we have to use a kli, and the fact that the halachos that we have for kli that we use for Tilas Yadayim apply here also. I'm sorry, Tilas Yadayim for suit apply here too. The nafkamina would be, what if you don't have a kli? Could you make a bracha? So here again, it depends if you hold like the Rosh or you hold like the Rashba. The Rosh says the whole purpose is to for cleanliness. Well, you can clean your hands whether you have a kli or whether you use soap and water. That will also accomplish cleanliness. As far as the Rashba, though, the Rashba would say that perhaps that would, no, wouldn't work. Because again, this bracha is not only made on cleaning your hands, it's also made on the fact that you are doing part of almost an avoda, serving Hashem. So in that case, according to the Rashba, you would definitely need to have a kli. Give a second nafkamina. A COVID nafkamina. Nafkamina, could you use Purell? I know the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Chazal, they used ideas, and the Rishonim bring down ideas of using dirt and mud and all kinds of stuff to clean your hands. Again, I'm not sure how that really cleans your hands or not. But, let's say it could be, I guess, remove some of the sweat off your hands. I guess that's what it would be more, they have muddy hands. But let's say you use hand sanitizer, Purell. Is that enough to accomplish it? Well, according to the Rosh, it would seem that it would, because that definitely cleans your hands, disinfecting them, according to the Rosh, but that wouldn't. What about Minchat Ma'ariv? Here's the third Dafkamina. Do you have to go ahead, wash your hands before davening Minchat, davening Ma'ariv? Would that be Mechayev you a bracha? Well, according to the Rosh, now we see that you would, because after all, the mechayev is dirty hands. If you know that you have dirty hands before davening mincha, and you're washing your hands, you're doing the same thing. But according to the Rashba says that the whole purpose is cleaning your hands at the beginning of the day to stress the fact that you have your briria chadash who gets a new chance of serving Hashem. That applies for chakras. That doesn't apply for mincha marv. So according to the Rashba, you wouldn't have to do it. And the final afkamayim I want to bring down was brought down by Rav Zilberstein, where he asked the following question, and this sheds light a little bit on this machlokas that we have, as well as brings down the opinion of the Rambam. The question is, a person decided to go early in the morning, I guess he was in the Mediterranean by Tel Aviv, or by Netanya, and he decided to go ahead and take a pre-morning swim, maybe to go into the mikvah, into the Mediterranean. And what happens is, he goes into the sea, and as he comes out of the sea, he realizes that his feet are full of sand and mud. The question that is asked is he allowed to go ahead and put on socks and shoes and daven, or does he also have to wash his feet off before he davens? Again, we're not talking about practically why a person shouldn't be putting on socks and shoes when his feet are full of sand, but the ma'aseh, that's what happens, not from a practical standpoint, or from his mother's or wife's standpoint, we have to do the laundry, but from a halachic standpoint, does he have to do netilas yadayim or not? With these feet, to wash his feet also, does he have to do netilas, I guess it's called netilas reglayim? So here, Zilberstein quotes the Gemara that we have, and adds the Rambam the following. The Rambam says, Shachris, in the morning, Rochitz panav yadav viraglo v'yachach yizpalal. Interesting, the Rambam says, you have to wash your hands, your feet, you have to wash your face, your hands, and your feet. And the Raivit jumps in and says, lo yadati raglav lama, mehecha tesi, from where do you have a chiyuv to go ahead and wash your feet? That's a question that the Ravid has. So you see a machlokas between the Ravid and the Rambam as to whether you should be washing your feet in the morning or not. The note of Yehuda asks, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring down this Rambam? After all, it's a halacha, and it's brought down that the Nakudas HaMachlokas between the Ravid and the Rambam is what we said before with the Rashba and the Rush, namely, the Rambam, who requires you to wash your feet to prepare for davening, will also be following the same view as the Rashba, that preparing for davening is like doing the avoda of a kohen. And naturally, when a kohen goes to the kiyar, as we quoted the pasuk before, he has to wash his hands and his feet. According to the Ravid, the idea is that you have clean hands. Well, having clean hands, that's fine. You're worried about your hands touching your body. You're not worried about your feet going in and touching different parts of your body. Your feet can't even reach those parts of your body that are dirty. So therefore, the Rav will be following the Rush. Based on what we were just saying right over here, since the Shulchan Aruch does bring down many cases that we do follow, like the Rashba, why don't we require you to wash your feet? And the answer that Rav Zilberstein brings down is, again, it really depends. Washing your feet depends on whether your feet are going to be covered or uncovered. And that's really how it works. If you're living in a place where people walk around barefoot, then yes, you would have to wash your feet also. And according to the Rambam, that would be part of the mitzvah making the Alot Tilas Yadayim. However, you're living in a place where people don't walk around with their feet uncovered. We always wear socks, we wear shoes. So therefore, there's no requirement of washing your feet. Interestingly, though, I'm going to throw this out there. In Eretz Yisrael, people who walk around with sandalim, or maybe people who walk around with Crocs without socks, there might be an issue in terms of whether to wash your feet or davening or not. So it would come out to say that, really, if you are going to bring sandalim, either you wear socks, or, based on this, either just make sure your feet are washed or your feet are clean. Now, just to conclude, let's look at the second Gemara that the Gemara brings down in the review of them. The Gemara says also, you do over Kori Kriya Shema Mispalel. You do all these things. Not only your Mekabel Olam HaShemayim, that Mala Olav HaKasov, the Pasuk tells you, Kiilu Bona Mizbeach, Kikrev Olav Korban. It's either you built a Mizbeach and you offered a Korban to Siv, Erechatz Bidi Kayon Kapai, Vasovavas Mizbachacha Hashem. I will wash my hands, and then I will surround your Mizbeach Hashem. What we see, these actions that we do, the mundane actions of washing our hands with knowledge we see as a higher purpose of either cleanliness before davening to show it's a full avodah serving Hashem, leading to cleaning out also what's it called, and also having a clean neshama and clean thoughts? Or is the Rashba looking at our davening as a way of serving Hashem like a coin? These elements, plus going to the bathroom, which we said is again acknowledging the greatness that Hashem does with our bodies, and then followed by tefillin, where we're subjugating our neshama and our moach and our thoughts to Hashem. And Kriya Shema and tefillah, not only does it bring us an Ol Malchus Shemayim, but allows us to bring korban. It's almost compared to bringing a korban, and allows us to reach the closeness to Hashem that we so desire. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.